It's hard to imagine an odder equivalence of words than Rwanda and heaven, but an impressive new book about recovery in Rwanda proves the turnaround is possible. Barely 20 years ago, Rwanda, about the size of Massachusetts and the most crowded country in Africa, shocked the world with a horrific 100 days of mass genocidal killing. But thanks to the work of dedicated and smart entrepreneurs, Rwanda is coming back by way of sustainable farming, a thriving tourist industry, and a model modern healthcare system run by Rwandans. The book, A Thousand Hills to Heaven, is one man's story of that turnaround. His name is Josh Ruxin, and he directs the Millennium Village Project in Rwanda, part of a worldwide United Nations development program in Columbia University. The goals are to end extreme poverty, gender inequality, and disease. Ruxin led a massive NGO team he started called Health Builders to improve management at 90 public health facilities serving 2 million people. He also did something else, clever and creative, which is referenced in the title of his book, A Thousand Hills to Heaven. It refers to a hillside gourmet restaurant and bar that Ruxin and his wife Alyssa opened in the Rwandan capital of Kigali. It claims to have the best guacamole in Africa, but more important, it claims success of the kind that typically eludes philanthropists and do-gooders who start, then depart. The Ruxins, newlyweds when they arrived 10 years ago, built community out of devastation. They built with their own feet on the ground and the feet of their neighbors, a restaurant and a health care management system that would last. An optimist with a sense of humor, Ruxin persevered, cajoling, trading, leading, delegating. He studied history, languages, and failed business plans, seeing how troubled nations tend to rely too much on government action and charity. Along the way, he developed 5 rules. First, feed starving people. Then demand high standards. Don't give aid to corrupt nations, kleptocracies, he calls them. Develop for sustainability. And no matter what your academic training or political disposition, trust the profit market. The Ruxins still live in Rwanda with their 3 children and no doubt still spend time on the outdoor dining deck of Heaven, their restaurant, from which, as Ruxin says, there is a very good evening view of the end of poverty. The prose is simple, conversational, confidently informed, and the pictures are wonderful. Yes, that's their youngest child holding a cell phone. Read the book, and bon appetit. There are some heavenly recipes at the end. I'm Joan Baum.